For years, researchers have suspected the Japanese broad tapeworm was present on the Pacific coast of North America. But with improved genetic techniques, they can now be sure. In a recent study, a team of scientists identified a Japanese broad tapeworm larva in pink salmon caught in Resurrection Creek near Hope. The tapeworm larva was tiny, about 10 millimeters long, and it had burrowed deep into the fish's muscle near the spinal cord. J.D. Ferguson is a fish pathologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and one of the study co-authors. He says the Japanese species looks remarkably similar to another fish tapeworm already present in North America.
There's been growing evidence that it's been here. It's just the ability to differentiate it with the similar-looking species has now improved with molecular testing.
Japanese broad tapeworm eggs were first found in wolf feces in British Columbia back in 2008. This is the first time larvae in fish have been found in North America, but it's likely this species has been present there for many years. That's why Ferguson says the name Japanese broad tapeworm is somewhat misleading.
Pacific salmon are on both sides of the Pacific Ocean. They've evolved on those sides for thousands and thousands of years, as has their parasites, and there's really no increased risk, no need to be alarmed.
Since it was first identified in 1986, the tapeworm has been found in several salmon species, including sockeye, chum, and pinks. Tapeworm larvae in raw or undercooked fish can infect humans and other carnivores. An estimated 2,000 people have contracted the tapeworm worldwide, mostly in Northeast Asia. The risk of contracting the parasite in Alaska, either from raw fish in a restaurant or at the store, is low. Under Alaska Food Code, businesses must freeze all fish prior to serving to kill parasites. To ensure the safety of personally caught fish, Ferguson says there are simple precautions to take.
There are FDA guidelines on how to prepare your fish properly to basically avoid any risk of infection. So that would be freezing your fish in the freezer, your standard household freezer, for 1 week, or cooking it to the standard recommended cooking temperature of 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
The study appears in the February issue of Emerging Infectious Diseases. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzon.